Now, on this matter of the social musculature of the future, which we raised last week, I believe we have to rethink social life such that it means full engagement with the world of everyone in society and of everyone with their full faculties. And that can only mean uninfluenced by anything but what the soul selects. The soul selects her own society, then shuts the door to her divine majority, present no more. Unmoved, she notes the chariots pausing at her low gate. Unmoved, an emperor be kneeling upon her mat. I've known her from an ample nation choose one, then close the valves of her attention like stone. We need that level of focus on our future to get there. So let's stretch wide our visioning wings for a moment and swing our vision wide around the globe. Where first alight our eyes on what that set alight would send light further on into ever greater illumination of the world we want. And I choose what Nikola Tesla chose, our unified mind, built into the infrastructure that we create. But it must be an infrastructure that cannot harm us. So let's assume, for the purposes of this discussion, that there are wireless signals that don't damage the heart, the circulatory system. As I heard one electrical engineer, I believe he was, say some while back on the Progressive Airwaves, if power depends on secrecy to keep its mean privilege, needs it for its very existence, and so needs the punditry, of course, to direct our eyes elsewhere. And by the way, last week we talked about needing a touchstone, and I recalled in that recent online blog I put up, how do we know that democratic economics is a con? I included in that little blog a audio file from a previous show that lists characteristics of the punditry that reinforce power. So I would look at that as another way to distinguish true from false gold. So the punditry has to direct our eyes elsewhere. They wouldn't let them on the airwaves else. Then if power needs secrecy, then dispersed, decentralized, and distributed power and truth to every corner of our earth depends on openness, on all eyes coveting a healthy earth and healthy souls, and the honor of being common shepherds of that health. We need full openness. And that being so, the social musculature of our future distributes power and light, meaning knowledge of one another, and the free flow of our communications, such that as we maintain village life, we maintain the whole. This means we see and so consciously and continuously maintain and recreate our interconnectivity, our interweave. If our social world is a tapestry, we are all sewers of it, and textures and tinters and weaves, ends and means in one. As rivers run to oceans, and as the water passes by, we see its full trajectory in our minds, each one of us, standing on our bit of earth, eyes sweeping in wide arc across our common sky. We see the interweave in full. We see we are a part of a vast tapestry of heart and mind, unified, but not one contrived by force, but by our open and encouraged and enlarged seeing. Every one of us has equal access to the means, as every one of us is self-creating means. So each can move to where the thoughts and actions are that move us, that we want to see more of. And all along the course of each one's journey to this closer seeing, we offer to each other means. We want to further our sisters and brothers as we want that for ourselves. Recall, we are the opposite of class. And some among us see by sitting with the green, and some among us see along the long roads, noticing what is needed. Imagine the world that will unfold as we walk freely on our roads. A world of conscious, engaged, seeing folks looking for beauty to cool the eyes and in incipiency, feeding wholeness and health for all life. And loss is lifted by 100 hands holding it, and in that love that's given unreservedly because it can. I write these words after a lifetime of not seeing, of being kept intentionally in the dark. What worse indictment can there be of a global society with a bankrupt leadership by and for the few, its sole aim being to keep us quiet and ignorant of the truth? You know how with tree roots, when they encounter a house, they go around it? And I suspect a lot of young non-human urban animals get hit by cars because such blunt lack of accommodativeness is unknown to healthy life. Life accommodates life, unless mutilated by force, necessity. So it will be that once we're free and all of us can see grandmother's great, vast abundance, we will not be covetous of it and will only want to see more and more and more, like all of our great, and I mean Goya great, who every day see more and more and more. So the social musculature of our future freedom is a mental musculature. The capacity to develop our thought unreservedly is allowed in every human, because it's what we want to do by virtue of what Earth gave us, what we are as Earth, because we can. The Earth allows it. The soul selects her own society. That can only be true for each one of us if coercion is removed from our backs and we can stand unbeleaguered and we are free to choose. As a bloom unhindered feels its way to the sun it needs, so must we be allowed to feel, allowed to feel. The wage work system converts us all into automatons. Emily Dickinson, in some sense, foresaw this when she said, "Reduce no human spirit to disgrace of price." Wise advice.